It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Sitting here with Edge and Adam. It's kind of odd, you know, to be sitting on this side speaking with you. I had the pleasure of working with their label and being on the road them a long time. It's good to see you guys again.
It's good to see you, Sky.
Thank you, Sky. Good to see you.
The
and
first
you're looking
off,
so young.
Yes, well, we're you all guys, looking we all look younger. That's amazing how we've managed to all look more youthful with the years that have gone by. I have to congratulate you guys on the tour, on the show. And it's, I guess, part of the first question would be, there's nothing that you two can do where it isn't expected to set certain standards that you know, you just don't put out a record. You just don't put on a show. You get measured as a new standard every time. It makes me wonder, at this point in your career, what is your sense of purpose when you start to make a record or go on a tour? Do you have a... Because you've always had a passion.
Yeah, I think the fact that we have really demanding fans is part of it. Very discerning, demanding fans who like ourselves, huge fans of music generally, and specifically music that has that other component, you know, that goes beyond just entertainment. I think back to the days when we first formed the band and the bands that we saw that really rocked our world with bands like The Clash and The Ramones, The Jam or The Buzzcocks. We saw them all during their first or second tours. And that music and the ideas that music was exploring really invoked an awakening in us as people and as artists and as a band, and set us on a path towards a lot of the interests that we have now, both artistically and in terms of political activism and just general awareness of what's going on. So I suppose for us, it's always a bit of a hearkening back to those days when we were in the crowd. What is it that we would want to see? What is it that would rock our world? And that's what we always think about.
When you mention and you talk about the certainly the new album was an overt attempt to go back and feel, you know, that feeling to rekindle within you that own sense of perspective of, you know, rock and roll can save us. You know, it is the community that we all belong in. Did that come naturally? Did those feelings of being able, we just talked about when, you know, you played at the country club in Reseda, and immediately the two of you were there. I saw it in your hearts and eyes. What's it like when you think back to those beginnings and how much different it is now?
Well, I think, you know, what happened with this record and was when we looked back and saw kind of where we'd come from and where we'd gotten to, we were kind of looking at what was that all about? How did that happen? And of course, the truth is that back there we had an innocence that was much more powerful than we thought at the time. And we thought, oh, you know, we just want to have a bit more experience and then we'd be able to be as good as we wanted to be and whatever and achieve the goals. But in fact, the power of that innocence and those ideas that when you look back on them are much more complex than we thought at the time. It's very revealing as to how we got to where we are. And kind of that's where we are now, looking back. I woke up at the moment when the miracle occurred, and a song that made some sense out of the world. Everything I ever lost now has been returned. The most beautiful sound I'd ever heard.
Recognize that, you know, you've become standard bearers, if you will, and certainly my own perspective, having been fortunate to work alongside you and to see how you've maintained artistic and commercial relevance, no other band has done that in history, you know. And I know sometimes it's blasphemy to perhaps challenge the, you know, the Beatles and the Stones, but you have maintained this relevance. So one question that would come to mind to me, you know, when we think about things like that blast of energy that the Ramones gave us all as kids, how do you guys respond when you hear pundits nowadays starting to once again, for whatever the umpteenth time, start to say, well, rock isn't really relevant as it used to be? What's your response to a comment like that?
Well, I have to say, I don't see the evidence of that. I see the opposite evidence, where you go to live gigs, you see people really tuned into music, contemporary music of all kinds. I think what you might be able to say is that the culture's fragmented more. Back in those days, it seemed like there was the overt commercial side of music, and then there was the kind of the counterculture, which was punk rock. Now there's any number of different expressions of both those things. You have the kind of the commercial side of pop music, of electronic music, of guitar-based music, but then you've also got these counterculture equivalents that are really fascinating. And so when you go to a festival like Coachella or any of the festivals around Europe, and you start to see not just the successful acts, but the ones that are coming up and coming from all directions, whether it's in sort of the folk world or whatever, it's, I think it's more vibrant maybe than it's ever been. It's just, it's now fragmented, not just in terms of the culture, but also the way people engage with it. Mm-hmm. It used to be that there was a couple of TV shows and a radio station in your area, and that was basically how you would find out about music. And now it's like with the myriad of channels in, you know, TV, satellite radio, all the internet, it's like, and the social media aspect, things can become absolutely enormous and still be kind of totally unknown in certain other quarters. So it's an interesting time, but I do think it's music is, people have a huge thirst and hunger for great music, and I believe it's going to be around for a long time to come. And I think guitar-based music, as much as any other form.
The you once had in song, you know, don't stop to think because you might miss something. We are moving at a incredible, you know, pace in technology, and you guys have for decades now deployed the new technology that went into this. You've become blessed to be able to be associated and affiliated with people who are on the cutting edge of technology. But this one, it's an amazing show, and it had me going, how are they doing that? You know, and I've even been behind Oz's curtain a couple of times, and I was still going, how are they doing it? How long did it take for the conceptualization and development of the tour?
I think because the tour got pushed back, because the album got pushed back, we had a little more time than we imagined we might have, and that did help us a bit. But I think in the end, it's about being alive to the opportunities that technology present to you. And we got some really imaginative people, some really talented people that we've collected over the years. And we're curious. We're inquisitive about how to do things in a different way. We always ask our people the same thing. What's never been done? And I think there's not many artists out there, apparently, who are quite as motivated as we are to try and find things that have never been seen before. But I guess that's just who we are. We're just really excited by that. And we are in terms of our music, but also in terms of presenting the band live.
Yeah, I think it was when we got inside that screen that we went, whoa, this has not been done before. This is interesting. And we also, having that stage run down the center of the arena just created an intimacy that we weren't expecting, which was a real payoff when we stood on it.
You know how to work within that technology to create a dramatic and dynamic effect. And so I imagine there's a lot of thinking that you have to do where, you know.
You start with the songs. That's the interesting part about, you know, what we do presenting a show is you start with the songs and you allow the songs to dictate what happens, how they want to be presented. And once you sort of decide on the material that you're going to play, then it starts to become obvious what works and what doesn't work. And it's kind of the guiding framework for everything and for everyone who's working on the show is, you know, if you've got this tune, this song, and a lot of our songs have not just a kind of lyrical content, but they have an emotional resonance that you have to honor. And then, you know, you want to find a way to just honor those pieces of music. And there's a playful experimental part about that. You know, when we first arrived with pre-production, we had all this hardware to play with, but in the end, you know, it was a high attrition rate of ideas and rejection rate. It was down to, you know, what we could all sign off on and what was really working. And what was nice is there's an element of working in a vacuum when you've no audience. So we were opening night, we were kind of wondering to ourselves, do we really have something that's potent, that's working, or are we just cutting ourselves? And it was actually such a relief to realize that pretty much every single thing that we kind of started to get excited about was landing and connecting with our audience, and that it was actually a very exciting moment.
Well, one final question, because you've said something that I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, or at least comment on the songs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there was a bit of a lot of attention to Songs of Innocence that didn't focus on how good the songs are, and you have done great service to the songs. And the new songs, you can see the audience is, you know, you play a great number of them in the set, and the audience is totally buying into this new album. It's really winning them over.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's, you know, there's been a lot said about how we released the record. At the end of the day, we released the record in the way that we thought it would get to, you know, the most number of people who would be interested in it. And it did. And, you know, we feel good about that. But now that people have lived with the record for a while and they know those songs, they really stand up and they're coming into their own life. And it's revitalizing you too. You know, it's hard. You know, we're going to have to drop some of the older material now, but those new songs are great.
Well, I can only imagine if these are Songs of Innocence, what the heck are Songs of Experience going to, you know, portend?
We've got a lot of them in place. You know, a couple that we're going after that we're going to have to really consciously try and write to round out the collection. But we're very excited about the material that hasn't been released. And, you know, I think it bodes very well for the next phase of this tour, which is, you know, we're going to be touring for a little while. So it'll be fun to refresh the set list with some new songs from Songs of Experience when it is released. And this is the song.
Well, all I can say is always was, you know, amazing to sit back there in my little perch and watch you do it. And now to sit here and really be able to speak to you as a true fan.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I mean, it's an awesome experience being out in the crowd and watching that show. And yes, the album is a great album. And I want to tip my hat to you once again. And thank you for continuing to hold that sense of intent that you have in always trying to find what can be. So I salute you guys.
Well, thank you, Sky. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Sky.
You. And, you know, radio for us is so personally important because it is a form that is dedicated to music. And, you know, that still is not lost on us. We, this is what we do for, you know, this is our life. So you guys have been there supporting it for all those years, and we really appreciate that.
God bless. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
G2 on 88.5 KCSN.